Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
We had a few drinks during the week at Tuesday, to be precise. And my good friend, James McCann, attended.
Hello.
This was a work function.
Yep.
With a work card behind the bar.
Yeah, it was an open bar.
Now, let me just exempt myself from this situation. I was doing the weather report for Channel 7. So I
busy lady.
Did not get to come, but I hear it was a little eventful.
Look, a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Everyone was very jolly, you know. Everyone on the back of St. Vines this weekend, everyone drank very responsibly. There was one man, who let's just say Wednesday morning was probably a little bit under the weather.
I didn't handle myself as gracefully as I would have liked.
And I had the pleasure of giving James a lift home that night.
And well, that afternoon, really, because we were out at 4 p.m.
So what happened, mate? You want to take us through it or do you want me to?
We were driving out of town and we got about two blocks. We hadn't made it to West Terrace yet and I had to have Hazy pull over so that I could have a moment
to compose your stomach.
To recalibrate the levels in the stomach. It was most unpleasant. And then we did have to stop again a second time on a 10-minute drive.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, Amelia, I've looked at him going, geez, I mean, James, what happened, mate? Was it, you must have really drunk unresponsibly. And what did you say to me in the car? You would have had, what, upwards of how many drinks do you think?
Look, at the time, I think I said 10 standard drinks. In hindsight, I may have only had four drinks.
Four, I would say even less, mate, to be honest. We need a witness. That's what we need, isn't it? Because otherwise, it's going to be me saying you had this and just you probably just...
it was a great deal.
So there was a witness
there. Were big drinks.
There were big drinks?
Yeah.
They weren't standard beers?
Well, it's who's this witness you speak of?
I'm Amos Gill. I was at the event where James was drinking and I can confirm he had four drinks, one beer, two wines and a scotch that he didn't even finish.
Jeez, mate.
This is, hold on, now I did finish that scotch. That scotch was double and Amos Scott. I think my problem was, I'm a bit of a lightweight because I drink irresponsibly little, if anything. Physicists say you should have a glass of wine a day. I don't do it. Physicists?
I don't think they do.
I'm uncomfortable now. I mixed drinks. I had a Moscato. It was an error.
Moscato is not something that's
going to
really...
You're bringing our show into disrepute here, I feel.
Thank you for being honest. I will use the witness again.
I'd also like to raise Crows versus Fremantle when he had three beers at the football and vomited out the front of the Archer.
No.
These contributing factors...
No, hold on.
I deduce that James McCann is a lightweight.
That is slander. They were very big glasses at the Archer. It's a good deal. They really take care of you there.
All I'm saying is that I think if it came down to it, I would back Amelia to handle her beers more than you. And, of course, drink responsibly.
Yeah, drink. Well, gosh.
Well, so do you have a message for people at CM Vines? Perhaps have you learnt something?
At people at CM Vines?
Yep, people are going there.
Go crazy. Have as many as three, even three and a half drinks. Whoa, if you can keep it down. I'm a soft man and I thank Hazy. I want to get this on public record. I want to thank Hazy for driving me home. And as much as he complains now, he was a very gracious and paid almost no regard to the safety of his leather seats.
You're very welcome, mate.
He thought of me and me only.
Never again.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
This young lady is gifted.
She has a secret knowledge.
Really?
Oh, she does. And we've just discovered it. Basically, Amelia, you can guess what car people drive just by what? It's a bit of a face value thing or just knowing their details?
Yeah, I think just knowing them and you can kind of guess what they might have, maybe.
Yeah, right, okay.
She's underselling herself. She's an absolute incredible talent. Now it's time to play Amelia Car Clairvoyant.
Amelia Mulcahy, what car am I driving today?
step right up, ladies and gentlemen, for Amelia Mulcahy, more freak than human. For with only a few questions, this temptress of the night is able to discern which automobile you drive. Do we have a Joanna?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, g'day, Joanna. Now, are you in your car right now?
I am.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 21, almost 22.
You're almost 21? So are you at uni?
Almost 22.
Almost 22, rather.
No.
You're not at uni? You work full time?
No. Kind of, casual.
You work more than you go to uni. Where do you live?
Up in the Adelaide Hills in Bridgewater.
Okay, so you use the freeway.
Yep.
Have you bought your car recently? That's the only
Oh, come on.
Last question. That's the last question.
It's the only detail I'm going to
ask. No more
ask.
Than that.
No.
Okay. Is it a Hyundai?
No.
Oh! That's one.
What is it, Joanna?
It's a Mazda
FT3. Damn it! That was going to be the next.
Sure it was. All right, but that's one. I think if we get above 50% accuracy.
I'm warming up.
All right, Adam, are you there, Adam?
Yep.
Okay, Adam, where do you live?
Flinders Park.
What do you do?
I'm a Tyler.
A Tyler. Do you use your car for work?
Yes.
Okay.
There's sneaky little questions that could give away a lot.
How old are you, Adam? 27.
27.
Right. And is it a ute? No, I'm warming up. I need to get clues. Is
okay.
it a ute?
That's nice.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, good. All right. Next one. I need make of car.
Toyota.
Make.
No. Amelia from Amelia.
You can tell me if you
guess
want.
Guess the car. Here we go.
Toyota.
No.
Damn it!
Oh, that's two gone!
What is it? We'll never know.
All right, last chance to salvage some pride here. Vanessa, are you there?
I am.
Okay, Vanessa, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, do you have kids?
Yes.
How many?
One.
How old is your child?
One.
Where do you live?
Findon.
Do you work?
Yes.
Okay.
I can feel the anticipation in the studio building.
Hey, by the way, Amelia Mulcahy, let's just set this up. You need this. You're zero from two.
Here we go.
Come on.
For a title I don't really want. Okay, Vanessa, you have a small SUV?
No.
Damn it!
Hold on. I guess the make hey, a car, not on, a small SUV.
Okay, that wasn't the last question.
Okay.
Here we go. Final one.
Okay.
You got to get it right now.
She's got a Mazda.
No.
Oh!
What is it?
I've got a Holden Cruise.
Damn it.
Hey, well, there we have it. Amelia, zero from three.
I think I need to see the people.
Vanessa, did you have fun though?
Yeah. Hey, we have fun.
That's all that matters.
We're going to figure out what it is that helps Amelia get the psychic juices flowing.
I think I need to see them.
I'm sure there's many excuses as to why you didn't manage to do it today.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Sydney Trio, Bliss and Esso, they're in town tonight. They're going to smash the Adelaide Entertainment Centre Theatre. You can still get tickets to see them at Ticket Tech from Bliss and Esso. We're joined now by Max. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm very good, mate. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're going well, mate. First things first, the new album, Off the Grid, it's gone bananas.
It's gone bonkers. It's gone bananas. I like that.
Finally, someone has come along to knock Ed Sheeran off number one of the charts. So can I just say thank you for doing that, first of all?
He was up there for a while, wasn't he?
Well, it's time for him to come falling down the charts. Nothing moves units, though, like a bit of beef, a little biffo. So have you got anything to say to Ed Sheeran to rub it in that you've taken over number one?
Oh, no, mate, no. I don't believe in that at all. Music really isn't a competition when you get down to it, and I've got to give it up to the fans for making that number one spot. We put the album out, and they do the rest.
But we are loving the latest single, Moments. There's a little line in there which I particularly like. You talk about back in the day, your first kiss. I want to ask you, how was your first kiss? Was it memorable? Did you perform well, or was it gross and awkward like mine?
Well, first of all, that was a Bliss line. But I can tell you about your first kiss. I believe it was fourth grade with a girl called Phoebe Huckleby.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a count back from 10, and it was pretty quick. It was over and done with, and that was it. It wasn't that magical.
And you just go, it's on the board, it's done, now just move on.
That's it.
Very few romantic moments start with a countdown from 10.
That's right. Yeah, true that.
Now, Max, I've heard you've been a few years sober now, so I guess that doesn't mean an after party for you.
That's right, my friend, that's right. Mate, I try and get out of there as soon as I can before the environment gets too bloody wild. And I go home, I FaceTime my beautiful son, I have a relaxing music session with DJ Ism with the old JBL stereo in the hotel room, and I get a good night rest.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you know why you can do that? Because you're at the top of the game. Other people, I've said this before, mediocrity goes out and has a wild time after a gig. But once you've had the greatest show that you can do, you can't match that high. You get off stage.
That's right.
Bliss and Esso performing tonight at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre Theatre. You can still get tickets at Ticket Tech. Max, have a good gig tonight, mate. Hope Adelaide looks after you. Thanks for chatting.
No worries, guys. Cheers for having me.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Just had Max from Bliss and Esso on. You know, we've got people who are listening, like Max, you know, we've
he
got
loves
adver-
it. He loves
we've
the got show.
We've got
while
advertisers.
He was on the show.
No,
he was
hold
listening.
On, I'm going
yeah.
somewhere here. Yeah. We've got advertisers, guys, and you know, we just can't fit all these ads in.
That's true. We're too valuable real estate.
I was about to use real estate. I was, see? Like minds. People love that we think the same. I don't want to think the same as you anymore.
Oh,
but you know what? We've had a rush of advertisers wanting to sell their content to us. And you know, we're like, we can't all fit them in. We can't. So we had to drop a few. But you know what? We've made space for some good ones.
Some of the finest, I believe.
You've heard of single ink pens? You've heard of four ink pens? Well, now it's 16,000 ink pens!
Navy, Arctic, Cobalt, Teal, Royal, Sapphire, Azure.
Order your 16,000 colour pen for just four easy payments of $1 million.
Of $1 million.
And we'll have it dropped at your house. No postage and handling.
16,000 colour pens!
Most betting companies are boring. But not WeirdBet. WeirdBet is the home of all your betting needs. This is Fred Peterson.
Hello.
He's in year 12 and he's going to ask Susan Abdul to the formal. We're offering great odds that she's going to say no.
Hey, she might say yes.
I doubt it, Fred. Just look at you. WeirdBet. Gamble responsibly or don't. We're offering great odds on that too. 3-1 odds that within the year, your gambling's got out of control and you've lost everything.
Stale smell on your track pants.
Dinner from a can.
Just give us your money.
Are you bored with normal adult hotlines?
Yeah.
Do you wish you could have an adult hotline that was a little less sexy?
Oh, yeah.
Call the Not Sexy Adult Hotline now.
Oh, tell me about taxes.
Well, the income tax rate in Australia is at a level that is hobbling the GDP and growth throughout the sector.
Oh, tell me what you're wearing.
I'm wearing a full Harris tweed suit, complete with waistcoat, necktie, and I'm wearing some Oxfords down below.
What do you mean, down below?
Oh, on my feet.
Call the Not Sexy Adult Hotline now. 1-800-DRY.
We'll be giving that hotline a bit of a buzz.
And look, the pen sounds heavy. I don't know if I want it. Are any of these on Payneham Road?
I would assume so.
Yeah, I think the offices of the... I mean, you probably can't tell where the adult hotline is. We don't want people going
no,
there.
No,
but
we don't.
I hear it's on Payneham Road.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
There has been some controversy in the new house this week.
Mm-hmm.
We've just moved in. We don't have all the furnishings and the trappings of a nice, bougie existence.
What?
So in the toilet, we don't have hand towels at the moment. We've just got the shower
bathroom?
Towels. And the toilet bathroom area.
Yes.
We're not the sort of la-di-da people who have the toilet out in its own separate room.
Mm-hmm.
Except one.
So in the bathroom?
So we're in the bathroom. And, you know, you're in the toilet and you wash your hands. No hand towels there. So I've taken to using a shower towel, a body towel.
In place of a hand towel?
In place of a hand towel. And my shower towel was in the wash recently and I'm wet hands, you know. So I've gone with the housemate's towel to dry my hands. And I think this is perfectly all right. I was a little perturbed, but I understand, Amelia, you might not think that's
as disgusting. Why don't you just go get a hand towel?
No, that's all right. I mean, let me ask you
two questions.
All right.
Okay. So if your towel was in the wash, what were you intending to use when you got out of the shower?
Oh, well, I was coming out. I mean, right. I don't know. At some point, I mean, I haven't showered today because the towel is still on the line.
Are you kidding me? Get more than one towel. Here's the solution.
I'm a one-towel man at the moment.
That's gross.
Hey, Jack.
You can't do that.
I'm on your side, mate.
Thank you.
Are you for real?
One towel. Seriously, one towel's okay. But how do you feel about washing the hands? See, I have no... Washing the hands, that's fine. You're in the toilet. Then you dry the hands.
Washing your hands is more than fine. No. Washing your hands is standard practice.
Yeah, and then you dry... No, look, I'm pro-washing hands.
Okay.
No one's coming out here saying don't wash your hands. But when you're drying your hands, thank you. When you dry your hands, the hands are already clean. So it doesn't really matter what kind of towel you use.
No, because what happens if Sam, your housemate, who seems like he's very hygienic, wants to have a shower and it's kind of wet because you've
I'm just using
wiped
the corner.
Your hands on it?
I don't have, what massive hands do you think
but
I'm working
clean.
With here?
They're clean.
They're clean hands.
I've washed my dog dried on a towel and used a towel before.
Have you?
No.
After, that's fine.
Sorry,
I'm at peace
what?
With that. What?
I was too busy saying no. What did you just say?
I said I've washed my dog before, dried her and then used a towel after.
For a shower.
Oh, God. I didn't say that, did I?
No.
I think this is all appropriate. This is all fair enough. Once you're clean, you're done. But
I'm so dead set against this. I'm so dead set.
I want the people of Adelaide on my side. 13 10 60. Is it okay to use someone else's shower towel to dry your hands after going to the toilet?
It's fine. Hey, guys, give us a call and potentially we could put you on standby list to see Katy Perry, the world famous rooftop, very exclusive gig. So give us a call.
Is
it okay to use a friend's body towel as a hand towel? I'll say yes.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
We're talking about, is it okay to use a friend's body towel as a hand towel? Just on the back of a little situation my good friend James McCann was in.
Yep. 13 10 60. Look, I'm totally not okay. It's gross. No one washes their hands properly. I don't want anyone touching my towel that I use for my clean body.
They're clean hands.
They might not be clean hands.
Are they though, mate?
I don't know.
What would happen if I ran a blue light over you?
Oh dear!
wouldn't be good. But all right. Well, I'd see if the people of Adelaide agree with me. Rachel, do you agree?
Yes.
How do you feel about
No.
Thank you.
It's so gross. Isn't Who it? Wants to get out of the shower and have like some scungy wet towel?
Exactly.
When you've had it all nice and pristine.
Okay, thank you.
I'm good with it.
Scungy wet. No. I'm using the corner. Who's using the
Use
corner?
Use your own corner of your own towel.
My towel's on the line. It's like getting really clean.
It's like using a wet one, you know? It's refreshing, almost.
No, it's crisp. No, it's not.
It's a hard no from Rachel. Shane, how do you feel about this?
Oh, guys, I don't think it's so much about being okay to use someone else's towel, but whether you really want to use their towel. Ooh. If you really think about it, guys, after you get out of the shower, I know what you do with that towel. I know what I do with my towel.
What do you do with the towel?
Well, I wipe myself dry.
Yeah.
But where does that towel have to go sometimes to wipe yourself dry?
All right, well, we shan't really linger there.
That's a reverse situation there, Shane. Still a no, technically.
Maybe some support from Michelle.
Hi, guys. Good morning. How are you going?
Very well, thank you, Michelle.
What do you think?
Look, it's gross, but desperate times call for desperate measures.
Thank you.
And it's not as bad as when you run out of toilet paper.
That's a good argument. That's a good would you rather.
Goodbye socks.
Brilliant from Michelle. I mean, it has been a desperate measure. We just don't have hand towels. We have now lived there for 2 weeks, so maybe it is time to go and buy.
I think it is. I'll give you some. It's fine.
That's very kind of you, Amelia. Oh,
I think maybe, were you waiting for me to say that?
You're growing up, aren't you? It's
yeah,
so lovely.
I've actually organised a whole segment to steal Amelia's hand towels. I'm going to sell them on Gumtree. And we'll see. We'll get up. I shouldn't have said that.
That's not weird at all, is it?
No.
Well, it's almost time for us to get out of here. But as we do every single weekend, we need a bit of wisdom to head into the weekend.
Wise words for the weekend.
I bet you they're not about hygiene. Go ahead.
No, these are just good guides. And people are out on the weekend. They're out to go and have a good time. And I'm going to give them some advice from my years of learned party activities. And this one came from a party that I was at last week. The people were on the D flow. They were going at it. And I was really moving. I was busting a move. You know that old saying, dance like nobody's watching?
Yes.
It's rubbish. People watch you when you dance badly. And I was deeply embarrassed. I got stares from people I didn't know. So my wise words for the weekend is dance like everybody is watching, because they are, and you're probably a bad dancer.
There you go.
Okay. Uplifting. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I'm going to be very careful on the D4 this weekend.
Thank you very much, friends.
Have a great long weekend.
Yeah.
If you're heading to see Vines, please drink responsible. If you're heading to Bliss and Esso tonight, just have a great time.
Have a good time.
Rock it out.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.